DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Hey, welcome to 2019 and not another podcast. I am James.
I'm Dan.
I'm Sam.
And I am Bryce.
Yay!
You guys are trying to sabotage the show before we even get started.
Dirty fuckers.
Why wouldn't we?
So it is a brand new year, but it's the same old show.
New year, new you. I mean,
old
not,
you.
Old,
not
but
you.
Not new us.
Old hat.
Same old, but same us, I guess. I don't know.
So yeah. I know Samantha has something really cool for us, but before we get to that, I want to ask you guys, since it is a new year, did any of you guys make resolutions? And have you kept them so far?
No.
Resolutions are for losers.
No on both accounts. I neither made a resolution out loud and nor have I kept to it. So, you know, no all around.
Yeah, same here. I stopped doing resolutions a long time ago. I mean,
it's easier to disappoint yourself when you already know you're disappointing yourself.
Right.
Aim low. I mean, aim low.
I have some overall goals for the year because I hit some goals last year, which will allow me to do the things I want to do this year. But it's not like I have to hold myself to this, that, or the other. It's just like, hey, this would be cool. I have the ability to do this year now. So, you know.
My personal feeling on resolutions is they're bullshit. Well, I feel like if you're going to make a change, you don't need to wait to the start of the year and make false promises to yourself.
Yeah.
If you want to lose weight, exercise, stop. Eat right.
Just
if
do it.
If you want to stop smoking, stop smoking.
Yep.
All those lame fucking resolutions, if you want to make the change, make the change. Don't wait for just because it's the new year. You want to get more organized, figure out why you're so fucking disorganized and fix it.
Yeah, and to be fair, I mean, usually I go with the guaranteed failure resolution. I resolve to win the lottery every year, and every year I'm just horribly depressed because I just can't do it. Something about my numbers. I just
you're just not buying enough tickets. Come on.
Well, that's what I thought too, but I've put a lot of, you know, a little bit of cash into the fucking lottery, and, you know, I'm still waiting for my payday. I'm just saying. Free tickets, you know, they just don't get you nothing.
No, no. One more thing before we move on. We will be having our good friends from All Things Z on sometime this month.
Yes!
Yay!
We want to give our love to David and the folks down there because apparently there were some medical issues.
Yep.
I think Snark got his head stuck in the toilet or something.
Again.
Yeah. But yeah, so we'll have them back on. We'll see what's going on with them, what they have planned for 2019. And Danny and I Danny and I did make a resolution.
Yes, we did.
And that is to get down to Eugene to hang out with those guys.
And, you know,
rubbing
down in with
Samantha's
some
face is
totally.
That just wasn't the resolution. What? That's just a bonus.
That's going to be the whole episode if we get to do one with them down there. It's like we're just going to rub it in Sam's face.
Just going
to like
take
nobody
pictures
else is
hanging
know
out with her
about
wannabe boyfriend Snark.
Totally. Yes.
Oh, we talked about it before, but I really want when we get them back on. I just want to listen to Samantha and Snark talk.
Well, yeah,
their dirty, dirty sex talk.
That's hot.
Or would it be dirty, furry sex talk?
I don't know, because then it starts getting weird.
I really feel like Snark is intimidated
weird-er
by Samantha.
Well, it is Menstruata.
Well, yeah, but
it is Menstruata, bro. And he is already red and fluffy, so I mean,
all
you know.
All hail Menstruata. Oh, you made it weird.
I made it weird, uh-huh.
You made it weird. Other big news, Herkimer finally released their EP.
Woo!
Yeah.
Pretty proud of it. And we had our first live show that
could have been better.
Yeah.
But it was fun, but it really could have been better.
Yeah. Musically, I think we were pretty good.
Yeah.
I know I had mess ups. But for the people that were there who didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the big thing. You know, everybody who was there, if they knew anything about us, had either heard our recordings beforehand or came out for pity and didn't know our music to begin with. So, you know. Yeah, I'm not really worried about how we came across, except for our one giant monstrosity of a slip-up. You know, the drums getting disconnected.
Yeah.
That,
and I have theories about that.
Oh, I know exactly what it was. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, other than that, it was fun. It was just, it's going to get better.
It is. We're fresh now. We've got all that old material out of the way. We're already talking about new material and potentially a full album at the end of 2019. So I'm really looking forward to this year and what we come up with. But I'm really looking forward to what we come up on this show, because we've been absent for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We were all really busy with stuff, and by all of us, I mean...
It was the holidays.
Me.
Yes, the holiday.
So everyone had a good Christmas, I assume?
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. Because I did too.
All right, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Well, that was all we had. Thank you very much.
Bye, guys.
Anyone care to elaborate?
Not Bryce, go ahead.
Jesus Christ, you guys.
We saw family. We exchanged gifts. We had good food.
You guys are killing me.
All right.
What the fuck do you want? There was a guy with a flamethrower walking down Main Street, burning people alive.
Ooh, that was hot.
Bryce, you got a flamethrower for Christmas?
God damn it.
Hey.
I always get stiffed. Bullshit.
I like how there was a guy.
Yeah, walking. Guy. Like, we don't know who it is. Well, to be fair...
He's screaming about zombies.
So it was drunk, Bryce.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I never get drunk. God.
I actually happen to know...
Shut your fucking mouth.
Oh, yeah, we're not supposed to speak of that.
Juicy juice. Strikes a memory.
God, you weren't even there and you know that story.
Yes, I do. Because I listen. No, actually, my Christmas was kind of cool. We technically had two of them. My wife and I had our Christmas on Christmas Eve because we wanted to exchange our gifts, which we spent a hell of a lot more money on than we did for anybody in my family. You know, sitting out to, you know.
Because fuck those people.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a matter of we did our Christmas on Christmas Eve. My wife got me a leather Captain America jacket and a Les Paul do-it-yourself guitar kit with this fucking beautiful.
Twinsies.
Right? and I got her an iMac computer, which she loves. But then on Christmas Day, we had all of our family come out, and I cooked the whole dinner, you know, and I did turkey, ham, the whole fucking spread, you know.
How much was it? How much of it was from a box?
Actually, very little. Very
Sweet.
Little. 90% of it, I think the only thing that I cheated on. 48%.
And that was the stuffing.
Yeah, to be fair, I mean, that was probably the only thing I really cheated on. Everything else I actually made.
Stovetop or store brand?
Stovetop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't play around with store brand garbage. But I don't stuff that shit in my turkey's ass. No, sir. but no, it actually worked out great because.
Stuffed it in the turductopus.
Turductopus. But it was kind of neat, though, because my wife's family came out, my mom and my brother came out. So we had a packed house, you know, we gave everybody their gifts, everyone was having a good time. When we got to dinner, I was actually kind of worried because I bought a 28-pound turkey. And I was like...
Is that all?
To be fair, it was the biggest one I could find. And so I cooked that up, and I had the ham and everything else, and I was really, really happy because the only thing that really didn't get touched was the jellied cranberry sauce. Which for me was great because I love that shit. But everything else, I think we only had two Tupperwares worth of leftovers.
Cranberry sauce in the can where you slurp.
Dude. And then you slice it. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
What up?
Word.
My family likes that stuff but me, so my mom sent me home with like 3 cans of it.
Nice.
See, this is where we get along with Samantha.
Right? That's how we do. But yeah, no, it worked out great. Everybody, unfortunately, I had to kick everybody out at around 6 o'clock. Because I had to go to work the next day, which was
Boo.
Bullshit.
Totally.
But it worked out really cool, and we had a good time. So, yeah, that was my Christmas. Eat shit, James.
Well, I was leading into it because Samantha specifically said she got a game at Christmas that she wanted to play with us on the show. And no one took the fucking...
You suck at this.
I do.
I got Cards Against Humanity expansion. That's
nice.
Cool.
That's such a great game.
I love that game.
It can be. It can go to dark places real fast.
Every time I play it, that's where it goes, right away.
Dan obviously isn't playing it correctly.
No!
I haven't played it very often.
I had one of the funniest ones. It was something about...
Mary.
No, it was something about a room. And...
It was so funny, he forgot it.
It was fucking hilarious. I'm trying to find the cards.
Awesome. Well, anyway.
So Samantha's got a game she wants to play with us.
Let's do it.
Well, before we get into that, I want to talk about my Christmas.
Please.
Oh, yeah, fine. Jesus God.
What? You guys got to talk about yours.
Well, fucking talk about it already.
Now I don't want it.
Fine. Be that way. God. So,
I went to visit my mom and my nephews, and I guess by proxy my brother. So I went to go visit them, and so staying at my mom's place, and she had told my nephews, "Oh, we'll see you guys Christmas morning. We're gonna come over and open presents there." Well, that's what they thought. Christmas Eve, my brother left the door open because he took his kids to go see their grandfather, my dad, whom I don't talk to. And went over there for dinner. So my mom and I went into their home, and we set up Christmas for them Christmas Eve. So we put all the presents under the tree, and we made hot chocolate. We left out cookies. And then in each of their bedrooms, we got them like little tents, and we got big cushions, which are actually these huge dog beds, and they were a steal. Yes. So we got that. We got them new blankets, bedding. So we went in, and we set up their bedrooms and everything, and we put big bows on their door. So we hid in the kitchen when my brother was like, "Hey, we're on the way back." And when they walked in, the boys were like, "Santa left us hot chocolate and cookies," and they were, it was just so adorable. And we.
So you were Samantha Claus.
That's awesome.
I thought you were going to say that you took all of their shit just to with them. We took the tree. We took the presents.
Just
we
took left their couch. A bag of charcoal briquettes.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Next nice year, be price. Better.
You know
did. So and then we each chose a child. My mom and I videoed their reaction when they got to open their door. That was the last thing we let them do, was go into their bedrooms. So it was super cute and super fun and a lot of work. But I'm glad we did it. So anyway, my friends got me a game that I'm so happy about. I've been eyeing this game for a long time, and it's one that we could easily play here because it's like all, you know, it's all vocal. It's nothing that you guys need to really see. But I've been looking at this game for a while going, I don't know, I really want it, but am I going to play it? Are my friends going to enjoy it if I get it? So I wasn't really sure.
So we're the test audience.
Nice. Guinea pigs.
We have a weekly game night, Ryan and I and our friends. So we play games every Friday, and then we exchanged our presents, and da-da-da-da, I got the game I've been eyeing for months, and it's called Punderdome.
Hmm.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Christ knows.
I love how there's two intrigues and then a just fucking disappointment.
I'm assuming that it's going to be pun related, and I don't know if I'm very good at puns. So.
So Bryce is not on my team.
Well, I don't want him.
You all will be playing individually.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So I have.
I love how we just threw him under the bus there.
It's the last kid in dodgeball. Fuck you.
So I don't want him on my team. Well, I don't want him.
Not it.
Just push him over and run away. And these cards will give us like the theme and of what it is. So we've got a situation and a topic. Mm-hmm. So and then you guys will have 90 seconds to come up with a pun. putting these two things together. And then I get to pick the best one, and whoever has the most, you know, at the end wins.
Okay, so today's episode really is entitled Punderdome.
Love it.
We played this. It was super fun.
Welcome to Punderdome!
Punderdome!
Two puns enter, one pun leaves. This is the truth of it.
But we discover that Ryan is terrible at puns.
So he can be on Bryce's team.
We'll call him a punderhead.
Okay, so I have my first two cards. And you guys, like, feel free to talk it out, but just because we are podcasting, you guys know, just try not to talk super over each other. And then when the 90 seconds is up, I'll call time. You guys might have a little longer than 90 seconds because of the slight delay on my end.
Nice.
Which is why it always sounds like I'm interrupting you.
I thought she was.
Works out in my favor.
I mean that too. But anyway, so the situation is moving. M-O-V-I-N-G. Moving. And the topic is romance. And go.
Moving romance.
You could do a word, a phrase, or a sentence. I mean, so it doesn't really matter the length.
Isn't that what you call, you know, getting a hand job down the freeway? Just saying.
I mean, that's not really a pun, though.
No, it's just a dirty joke.
You're not very good at puns either.
No, sir. Moving romance. Wow.
30 seconds down.
Balls.
Oh, puns.
I'm at a bit of a loss here because
I guess I'll win by default because I'll be the only one to come up with something. I'm going to say truck fuck.
That's a rhyme.
I don't care. Two words.
Puns can rhyme.
I'm going to get it. Freeway handy, you know. It's not really romantic, but
all I can think of is Love on the Run.
Yeah. It's what happens when your lover throws roses at you, you know. Moving the romance out of my house.
We all suck at this.
Dude, terrible. Just god awful.
Puns are hard.
They can be, yes. But like it's one of those things where once you find your groove of how to do them, like think of a romantic phrase and then something you use for moving, and then maybe like replace a word so it sounds like it. Like we use puns all the time on this podcast.
Yes, we do.
Usually we're pretty punny, but not today.
We are not punny at all today.
I don't.
Ha! All right.
Should we try this again?
Yeah, we'll give it another shot.
My box is full of breakables in my heart, or some, you know, shit like that.
Okay.
All right, so who's got something for me?
Well, you have the cards.
Yeah, do you have something for moving in romance?
No, we all failed at that.
Yeah, we're terrible. Do you have anything?
I came up with breakables my heart, so whatever.
That was really right. Lame, too.
Dude, seriously.
Your face is better than what you came up with, which is nothing.
How about your face?
My face is adorable, so should.
You've bookmarked that, so don't even pretend.
It's moving romance, bro. Swipe left.
I swiped right on you.
Now you come up with one, you right. Douchebag.
Well, yeah. See, I'm a late bloomer, damn it.
Perfect. It's like when you're in an argument with someone, and
yeah, 10 minutes after it's gone, you're like, oh, I should have said.
Fuck!
I should have said this.
That's something clever. Would have made me the king.
So the next situation is dancing, and the topic is Las Vegas.
I'm going to mambo down to the slots.
Dancing, Las Vegas. Ready, If you guys need to write them down or whatever, do that. And set, go.
Huh. And again, a lot of these end up being kind of situational. I think 90% of the good puns we actually, well, as good as puns get, happen. They tend to happen kind of naturally throughout the course of a very, you know, terrible conversation.
What were the words again?
Dancing in Las Vegas.
Dancing in Las Vegas to pun.
Those go together better than moving in romance.
That's fair. Again, Mambo down to Sin City.
That's like an advertising
pitch. Yeah, well, I'm just saying, yeah.
You gotta change a word from another word to make it a pun.
I'm really shitty at this.
Like
heading down to Lost Tango.
Like Mom Broke. Because you're like Mamba and you're broke. Like, yeah.
This awkward silence brought to you by Terrible Punning.
Brought to you by Punderdome.
Right.
The game you can play with friends.
It's actually a lot of fun.
If you're good at this.
you could do one word. Like I said, like instead of Mamba, like Mom Broke. Mom Broca. And then there, let's see. So if you're in Las Vegas, you've got the Strip.
Mama getting poked at the Strip.
See, you're just throwing words together. You're not even trying to make a
nope,
pun.
Not even trying. Huh.
Slutza!
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right. Yeah. All right, yeah. There
I
you
have
go.
One!
Woo!
I'm on the board!
James for the saddest win.
That's better than what you had.
That's fair. I will not argue that. On levels of
really,
good.
It's really hard, though. I mean...
Again, puns tend to come naturally, but when...
Yeah, when you're put on the spot
like,
to make a pun, it's not...
I'm not funny enough for this. Where's Jim?
Doing the slots.
That's how you expand your brain. Like, one of the favorite ones that I had, because you have to write them down, like, when you're playing with people, and then you present them to the person who's giving out the cards. Like, the words were something like cooking and friends, and I said, nice to bake your acquaintance. Like, shit like that. Dumb.
See, that's good.
That
no
is good.
No wonder you're awesome.
Yeah, you see, that's why you would win this game if we were actually evenly competing.
Ugh. Breaking the bank dance.
Breaking the
yes!
bank dance?
Yes!
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I've got two!
Well, you're still only going to get the one point, jackass.
I don't care. That's one more than any of you have.
Bryce, is it okay if we crown James King Pun?
Sure.
They also have these things called quick puns, and these are just their questions. On the other side of the card, these are like more of the warm-up game. So this is sort of, you know, shout
there's
out.
There's a warm-up
I love how she threw us into the deep end of the pool with no water wings or nothing. Just, no. You guys,
I
go.
I figured you could handle it, but obviously not.
Clearly not. Do you know who you've been podcasting with for the last year?
That's true.
We're about as clever as a round stone.
Okay. So this is like, okay, so we'll... Take a step back to the warm-up game. These are usually just like one-word answers.
Wait, do my points count?
Yes.
Your point?
No, you can't keep them.
Oh.
Game's over, bro. Sorry, everything's null and void.
Okay, so what is the most flexible food?
What is the most flexible food?
Mm-hmm.
A rubber banana?
That's not a pun!
Title of the episode, guys.
But
don't know what
if you had said a rubber banana,
I know what a fucking
that's
pun
what I said.
Is that what you
do them on?
That was exactly what I said.
Dan doesn't know what a pun is.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Okay, the most flexible food is yogurt. Yogurt.
The ideal response for most puns.
Some of the podcasts I listen to, they do a lot of puns, And when they have a, when someone says a really bad pun, they have a phrase that they always use, and I want to use it, but none of you will get it. So I'm just going to say it. Shit tits.
Fair enough.
I've heard shit tits.
That's not a pun.
That's not a pun.
I've sent these like a dozen times to you guys. I'll send them again.
We don't pay attention.
I know.
Fucking Bryce sent another podcast.
God damn it.
Okay, so the next one. Which goddess keeps her hair the neatest?
Hera?
I was going to say it too, but that doesn't make much sense.
Kind of
it's
obvious.
Not a pun!
I was going to say Medusa, but it's a mess.
Ooh.
Medusa, I mean, you know.
That wouldn't be the
neatest. Yeah.
That wouldn't be neat.
Yeah, that's true, but it's still a pun. Okay, you ready?
Hera style?
Ooh, that's
Hera
a good
stylist,
one,
yeah.
No. That's a good one, though. Aphrodite.
I'm actually having more fun with the warm-up game.
Yeah, the warm-up game.
We'll just stick with the warm-up game. Okay. So, what's Maria von Trapp's favorite piece of furniture?
Maria von Trapp?
Yes. Sound of Music.
Yeah. Favorite piece of furniture.
Is it the door to keep the Nazis out?
Is a door a piece of furniture?
I mean...
Because technically, that wouldn't that be a trap door?
You can have a house without a door.
Davin von Trapp door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the Davenport, is it? Well, that's a room. That's not a fucking furniture.
No, no, Davenport
is a piece of furniture.
Yeah, it's a couch, essentially. It's just the old, apparently Northwestern word for it, because
I need my fainting couch.
Do you have the vapors? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I got a case of the milk leg.
Are you sweltering in here like a southern
well,
rose?
Well, raspberries.
Dag nabbit.
Okay. So Maria von Trapp's favorite piece of furniture is a sofa.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Do re mi fa sol la ti do.
So.
Ew.
Thank you, Bryce.
I'm having more fun with the disappointment.
I know. Oh, the best part is just waiting for you guys to go. Oh.
It's the whole payoff at this point, you know. All right.
What is a cat's favorite drink?
Lactose.
Meowk.
Meowk.
Okay, I'm going to need you guys to stop right meow.
Whiskies.
That cat likes to get fucked up.
Jesus.
That cat just goes balls to the wall.
Dude, seriously, like, there is no middle ground. I hope he doesn't mix the meowk with the whiskers. Whiskers?
Whiskies.
Whiskies. Yeah.
You anyway, suck at this.
I really do.
I want Bryce on my team.
I mean, fuck you guys.
Right meow.
Right meow? All right, meow.
Okay. Why didn't the blueberries want to be planted next to the corn?
Because they the hate blue corn chips.
By deep thought.
Didn't want to...
If you have a phrase, you can use a phrase.
Which tells me this is a phrase answer.
Why did the blueberries want to be planted next to the corn?
Because they thought their jokes were corny.
Ha!
That almost deserved a Yes, thank you.
Because corn are a bunch of stalkers.
Yes!
Was that it, really?
Yes!
Well played, James. Well played.
Okay, so I want to tell you guys.
Dork.
I went and I actually Googled that. And you want to know what came up?
Huh. Mm.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Even the internet's like, no, I'm out.
So the first link is, grew blueberries in non-acidic soil. And then people also asked, can I grow a blueberry bush from a blueberry?
important questions from
maybe
the
what you should put know. First is Punderdome and then the question.
Or
I could just pun harder.
Do it.
All right.
Bryce, I feel like you're not having any pun here.
No pun.
You don't think I'm punny?
Oh, I think you're punny. I just don't think you're having very much pun right now.
No pun intended.
I think the pun is fully intended.
Wow. All
right. We can move on to something else.
No, keep going. Keep going.
Pun.
Now I feel bad because I'm like, I was so...
We're dedicated now.
Do it.
Yeah, we're like totally in.
Give me the next fucking question.
Do not anger Menstrata.
Shut up. I am full Menstrata right now. Oh, gosh. What container loves the sun the most? Oh, this one kind of sucks.
This one.
This one right
just
here.
This one specifically.
What container loves the sun the most? I mean, I get it, but I'm just like, Answer.
Sun tea pitcher?
That's not a pun.
I don't fucking know. Trying to answer these goddamn questions.
Answer is a basket.
I don't get it.
They're basking in the sun.
Yeah, I got that. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I started a company selling landmines disguised as prayer mats. Profits are through the roof.
I have an elf pun. Because IABD Presents, I run our Twitter feed, and I try to put daily puns out, and I did a few over Christmas. So what is an elf's favorite music? It's rap, but it's spelled W-R-A-P.
Nice.
So sometimes, I mean, they're visual as well, you know, so you have to see them spelled out. So what did the French fry say to the slow hamburger?
Ketchup.
Yeah!
Yay!
I got one!
High five!
Woo! I'm on the board! Yeah! Bryce couldn't even cheat his way into that one.
What kind of scientist works with acids and bases?
Oh.
None, because that's a chemist.
Well, scientist is a blanket term.
A neutral scientist? A base scientist?
Acids and bases.
It's a chemical joke.
Science!
Science doesn't work in the way of puns.
Science makes my head hurt.
Oh!
Not as much as math,
depends
but...
all science.
True enough. Huh?
A PhD.
Oh,
jeez.
I know, that one kind of was like,
That's an obvious one.
Yeah, that one should have been easy.
What Talk did the me. Hamburger expert name his daughter?
Buns.
It's not a pun! That's a sad truth.
And that's why she became a stripper.
Yep. Buns McBurger.
Welcome to the poll, Buns.
Okay, what was the question again?
What did the hamburger expert name his daughter? Give up?
Yes.
Patty.
This episode is just full of groans.
So, Punderdome.
What's really funny, though, is I'm actually kind of having fun.
Right? Yeah. No, it's actually good times. It's just, I think we should name it Punderdome.
Oh, this is a good pun. Okay.
All right.
How did the magicians become a couple?
They linked up.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That'd be a good one. Oh, shit.
It was love at first slight.
Mine was better.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Well, that's just what's on the card. I mean, you still get a point for coming up with a good one.
Better one.
You get 2 points because it's better. What's the What's the most distant thing in the shower?
My waistline?
That's not a pun. That's just a sad truth.
That's what I'm saying. It's these sad truths brought to you by Dan.
Show. That's not a pun. It's just a sad truth. All right. What's the most distant thing in the shower?
The most distant thing in the shower.
The ring around the tub?
That's not a pun. That's just a sad truth. I would say, God, it's probably something stupid like with loofah or.
That's it, a loofah.
Ha!
How is that a pun?
I don't fucking know. I just knew it was a going that way.
Because it's a play on the word aloof.
Aloof. Yeah.
Aloof. Oh, these are just jokes. I was looking for puns.
These are pun jokes.
These are Laffy Taffy jokes. These
right?
are the
Yeah, dude, seriously, it's like, I'm a son of a bitch.
A loofah. Ah-ha-ha-ha-ha.
This is the other end of a popsicle stick.
Yeah, no shit, right? You got through the popsicle looking
There's
for that answer
joke,
and just,
yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch.
You
shafted again.
At it, but you know you're going to be disappointed.
Joke on a popsicle stick, shafted again.
Okay, so what's the next popsicle joke?
The next punsicle joke.
Aha, I see what you did there.
Where do people keep their underwear?
Under there.
That's not a pun.
Yeah, but it's a Laffy Taffy joke.
In their drawers, but I'm...
Okay, that was a better Laffy Taffy joke.
The person who invented the door knocker won the Nobel Prize.
Wait, that's not a joke. No.
It's a goddamn pun. God damn it.
Yeah, but it wasn't on the card, Bryce.
Might want to shield that game. He might shoot it.
I found a couple of cards. I want you guys to try to come up with one now that we're a little warmed up. So your situation is climbing a mountain. All right, so you're climbing a mountain. And the topic is the Bible.
From on
this is
high.
The hill I die on.
Mountain climbing and the Bible.
From on high.
There's no wordplay, though. Like, you're so close. Same with Bryce's. You're so close.
I just think Sermon on the Mount, which is lame.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, though.
These sounds
it's
of disappointment.
It's not a pun, but it's close to a pun.
Yeah.
Like
you have to have that element of wordplay.
So mountain Bible.
Ooh, Sir Mountain.
Say what?
Sir Mountain.
That's not a
Sir Mount.
Sermon? Mountain?
Yeah, Sir. Surmounted verses?
There you go. Like sermon? Surmount?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just said that.
I just finished it.
Oh, you guys were working together.
Yeah, come on, dude. This was a team effort here. Fuck.
Each get a quarter of a point.
So
yes!
The instructions even break down like how to come up with a pun.
These lessons in punning brought to you in part by Samantha Stark.
we couldn't have that first?
Dude, before seriously. The warm-up? Again, right into the fucking deep end. You're really bad at teaching water games. Wings. Just you. Figure it out or drown.
And here we are, glove, 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 glove.
I figured you guys were more advanced punners.
No, we're accidental punners.
I'm an archery punter.
Again, who have you been podcasting with for the last year?
I move up on my puns slowly.
I'm
an archery punter.
I pun occasionally, but it's very rare.
And usually when the puns come out, it's completely on accident.
Yeah. It tends to just kind of dribble out, and you kind of laugh about it, and then you're like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. That was stupid.
Well, excuse me for making you guys want to
use the paint. No, I hands down, this is a fun game, and I could see how, like, in a party situation, this would be a totally fun game. But it's like, it's one of those things, it's like when you're put on the spot and you have to come up. This is why people freeze up on Jeopardy and things like that. They know the answer.
And I love how we're broadcasting this, too.
Well, not
like,
yet,
like our absolute pun failure is going to be broadcast.
No, dude, I'm going to go back through this whole thing and just come up with all kinds of great puns.
Just splice it in.
I got one for you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
There are plenty of fish in the sea, but until I catch one, I'm just stuck here holding my rod.
Sad truth. Sad truth.
So this thing says, what counts as a pun? For the purposes of playing Punderdome, a pun is any play on words. Basically, a pun is a joke where you use one word to mean another word for explicit purpose of introducing a deep and guttural groan from everyone around you.
Oh, well,
which
success.
This game is done in spades.
Victory in spades. Good job.
Right. Okay, give us another one. I'm feeling not warmed up at all, and I feel like I'm going to fail. So
I'm down to my last breaths.
Or do you want a scenario?
Ooh.
Let's try the scenario.
All right.
All right. Your situation is teaching.
Teaching.
And your topic is public transportation. Teaching and public transportation.
I'm almost there.
That's what she said?
Sad truths all around.
And then he stopped because he finished. So it was the point.
Game off.
I got nothing for this one.
Like, ruler of thumb.
Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Huh?
Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
That's not a pun.
Yes, it is. R-I-D-I-N-G.
No, oh, writing, yes. There
writing,
you go.
Okay. Yeah.
Reading, right? Nope, that is correct. Reading and writing and arithmetic.
Thank you.
Ugh. Oh, jeez, dog. Okay.
Teacher says I was on the A train to B town.
I don't fucking know. That.
That's a good one. That was the best one all night.
That was like that buzzer beater from across the court.
Yep.
It makes it, and Dan goes, touchdown!
Woo!
Go! Sports ball!
It traded me down. Good job. All right,
yes.
So next one.
I am officially on the board.
Our situation is eating, and the topic is Disney.
Mickey Munchies.
I was honestly thinking Three Mouseketeers.
Those are both good. Bryce, anything?
Not really. my brain doesn't work.
Told you I didn't want him on my team. No.
why? Sorry, my dog is trying to type on my keyboard. No. Ugh. Nope, your paw's got to come this way. There you go.
Woo-hoo! Donald Duck a la King.
Sorry, something fell.
Donald Peking Duck.
Oh, no, it was my
glass. Ooh, that's a good one, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to wrap this because I just spilled water everywhere.
Yay.
Yay!
That sounds like fun. That's a good pun.
Sad truths again.
Bryce's enthusiasm that the game is over is overwhelming.
Yay.
I couldn't do this again if I tried. My glass just slipped off of my end table and it landed standing straight up. It still has water in it.
Nice.
Brownie points.
So you didn't really spill the water.
Skill shot.
I couldn't do that ever in my life again.
I mean, challenge accepted.
Right. All you can do is try.
You're still young, Samantha. You've got time.
So much potential.
Wasted in Punderdome.
Okay, so our situation is it's raining, and our topic is real estate.
Damn, I wish it was something. I wish it was investing.
Well, that's part of real estate.
Yeah, but mine doesn't work as well.
If it was investing?
It's raining stockbrokers.
I would say it's realty raining outside.
Nah. See, you're getting yes. the hang of it.
Yes, I got the sympathetic, Like, good job, that
Sorry.
Was terrible.
I mean, after A-Train B-Town, you can't...
You pretty much peaked there.
Yep. Should have bowed out while I was on top.
Let's see.
So some of the examples...
It's
of like
realty coming down.
It's what?
It's realty coming down.
I mean,
yeah.
Almost
kind
the same
sort.
Thing Dan said.
Actually, a fucking shame.
Just said it better.
So, it's talking about, you know, rhyming. Fucking so, think dreams. About words you associate with something like dogs, bones, dogs, leashes, houses. Next, pick one of those words and brainstorm rhymes, like what would go next. So, you've got a rhyming aspect. If that's the road you want to go down, then there's homophones. Homophones, two words that sound the same but have a different meaning, and then you can just make up words.
I bet Steve would be really good at this.
Well, he's not here.
Let me call.
And you can't phone a friend.
I'm calling a lifeline in on this one. Bullshit.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so next one. Our topic, our situation is breathing, so the thing you do every day. And the topic
some
is...
Some of us do every day. Ableist God.
And the topic is dessert. So breathing and dessert.
Tiramisu.
I probably would have said tiramisu.
Yeah.
I feel like we need like theme music going while we're thinking.
The Jeopardy music.
I was just imagining the Jeopardy music.
Don't sue us.
There's enough of a break. It's
copyright infringement on this show right here.
Oh.
Eat shit, Alex, Beck, you, and James.
The shit thing is with breathing, I can't think of
inhale
other words. Yeah,
lungs, Respiratory. CO2, oxygen.
There's something there with, like, reservations and respiratory.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't tell, I've abandoned the timer.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Thank you for that.
Good call.
A well-played move, because, yeah, we suck.
Well,
so,
you actually probably should keep it, because we'll just sit here thinking for the rest of the fucking show.
And these 10-minute awkward silences brought to you by
Tundra. This is what the sound of the guys on Not Another Podcast thinking is, just silence. No, that's the sound inside my head.
Uh-huh. That's the sound going in one ear and out the other.
If I didn't have headphones on, yeah, that would be
sound. It's keeping it in there, though, so it's just...
That's really funny.
This breathing desserts.
So what kind of... Let's think about what kind of desserts we like. You know, there's ice cream. So, like, inhale ice cream.
Okay,
I'm cheating here.
You know, someone's going to listen to
this. Because I've got a good one, and I just need...
clarification.
Yeah.
We'll talk it out.
Apparently I'm going to have to learn how to be a pun master.
Is that what you're Googling? How to be a pun master.
That was literally one of the things to Google.
Long cake.
My friend Nick, okay, he is the best pun creator ever. Oh my gosh. I play Natasha in his Rocky
useless.
And Bullwinkle show. He does a Rocky and Bullwinkle. It's wonderful. And I the puns this guy comes up with, I don't know how his brain does it. Like, I'm decent in the moment. I can come up with a couple decent puns when we were playing, but, like, this guy, I have no idea how he does this. I'm going to make him play, because his show opens for Radio Hour, so I'm gonna make his show play it.
You're going to have to fucking play it and like it.
Okay, I want a different topic. This one sucks.
Okay, so... Our situation is mating.
Nice.
And now you're going to get a shit ton of puns.
It's the courtroom.
Try that one more time.
Courtroom.
Mating and courtroom.
And the courtroom. There's something there about banging a gavel, y'all, so.
Well, there's one pun for Samantha.
Well, that wasn't.
That wouldn't be a pun. That would be
legal briefs.
Legal briefs. Well.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
See, you make it dirty, and we can come up with all kinds of shit.
Yeah. You're moving into the bottom barrels of our brain now, and that's where it's fullest. Well, let's see.
Dick's position.
A hungry.
A hungry.
See, now this is where you should have started.
Well, I'm pulling the cards randomly, so...
Just put mating at the front of everything, and...
I was just going to say that. So let's go back to mating and dessert. How about that?
Mating and desserts?
Pound cake.
God, no time at all. Right there.
See? Now you're on our mind wavelengths now. That's awesome. Oh,
let's
wow.
Let's go back to some of these that we've done.
eat her
mating cooking. In the Bible.
Mating and
Bible
real
thumping
estate.
Mating and real estate. Homegrown.
No.
You're close. I mean, that's you're like you're so close.
Home boned.
Well,
home boner.
Yeah.
Home
Well, even home bone works because it's a home loan.
No, they both work.
Yeah.
You gotta trim your bush. Come on, guys. Got to do some manscaping.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of that mud pit round back.
Check drip pan.
Check drip pan.
All right, about mating and Disney.
Donald fuck.
Yeah. Almost a little too easy, but yeah, we'll let it ride.
Goof wee.
That might be the name of the episode.
Goof wee.
God, you guys gotta get your mind out of the poo hole.
Yes.
Ooh, have you been over to Chippendales?
Always aim for the honeypot, okay? You always know it's the sweetest.
Oh
my man. Goodness.
See, now we're getting somewhere. It just took 90% of the show.
Well, we should have started with mating. And
right?
Then...
We'd have been fine. Wow.
Well, I could just give you a word, and you take it where you take it.
No, there's that.
So you can make it dirty, you can make it not dirty. So if I say something like soup, that's one of the cards is soup. And without giving any, like, this is the theme you have to fall under, just run with it. So... soup. Minestrone.
Dick and noodle soup.
Nice. Crotch spacho soup.
Navy spleen.
Chowda.
You're reaching a little bit for that one.
Little, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. We'll take it back to mountain or climbing a mountain.
Boner peaks.
Well, easy, Twin Peaks.
Yeah. Nipple ridge. Again, going for the.
We've reached the summit.
Don't forget to pitch a tent. It's more camping, but...
Well, still, you camp on the mountains. So.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever climbed Mount Erectus?
Let's see here. What about movies?
Porn. No.
Forrest Hump.
Forrest.
Dick in the popcorn. Oh,
Snatch wait, no. Adams. That's too easy. If there's a movie, there's a porn movie.
Right, no shit. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Porn movie for everything.
Yeah.
If there is porn of it. But anyway, that was everyone's New Year.
Flesh Gordon! Sorry, real movie. My bad.
Edward Penis Hands.
Debbie Does Dallas? No, wait, shit.
That's not a pun.
Fuck!
The sad reality.
Sad truth.
The cocksucker proxy.
Probably a real thing. Oh, my goodness.
That
Thunderdome.
I can see that being fun.
Yeah.
With the right people.
And the right set of matches. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. It also shows what kind of people you're
we
playing
are.
With because, yeah. I mean, we didn't hit our stride until we hit mating.
Debauchery.
And oh, you want the bottom of the barrel?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Fuck, dude, you got all that shit for you.
crowd. That's our IQ level.
Yeah. Well,
it's
that's
not, no. That's not our IQ level. That's our maturity level.
That's the quality level of programming everyone comes to expect when listening to this show. So you know, not to disappoint. The show that brought you Menstrata and Friction Method and Goof Wee.
But you gotta say it right. Goof Wee!
Goof Wee! Oh, stomach cramps in Seattle. Again, this is the show you've come to listen to.
And you know what?
What's funny is someone's going to listen to this and go and get a great pun for each of them. So if you do, go to our Facebook page and post them there.
And yeah. We will ignore it.
Show us up.
I forgot we even had one.
Well, if I had time, I'd be posting to it, but I got to take care of diabetes.
Real work?
So. Well, I will try and be better about that in the new year, but I guarantee nothing. So that's about wrapping us up. Next week, more of this.
Whatever this be.
Maybe less Punderdome, but more puns. Yeah.
More mating jokes.
That would be something, you know, new and different to do that we would, you know, ring in the new year.
Well, thank you for bringing that, Samantha. Those long moments of pause were
you know
all
what? I will say, Samantha, that we will have to break that game out again later in the year.
Okay.
When we've all had a chance to think of stuff.
Yeah, think of puns and get we got to exercise, dude. This was, you know,
just
Rocky. We just got knocked the fuck
constantly.
Out, but you know.
Yeah.
How to become a pun master.
Exactly, yeah. We'll get there, bro. We'll get there.
Pun Master Prime with
Pun Master Flex.
Yes.
We'll have to combine to be one ultimate puntron.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We'll be a compunner transformer.
Transpunner.
It was so bad it didn't even work.
Didn't get you.
It just keeps falling.
It's a really deep
hole.
When's
it gonna land? Nope, still going. Still falling.
The bottom of this barrel's really, really far.
Yes!
Thank you, Bryce.
Good man. Fuck, where was that during all those long pauses?
From it now on, you need to have that handy on every show.
That is a requirement, buddy.
We just need just one button on my desk that just says cricket, and I'll just slam it. It's made out of foam so we don't break it.
I love it.
Okay, kids, thanks once again to listening to Not Another Podcast. We will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.